Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 50 years ago, four U.S. silver quarters or a $1 Federal Reserve note could purchase 4 gallons of gasoline. Today, those four silver quarters could still buy 4 gallons of gasoline, but it would take about $10 in Federal Reserve notes. What this comparison demonstrates is that the U.S. government has failed to sustain the value of the U.S. dollar over time. Actually, the track record of every paper currency over history has been a losing proposition. Just since 1975, a mere 42 years ago, over 10% of the world's currencies have failed outright, replaced by new monetary systems. The list of failed currencies includes those from Angola, Argentina, Bolivia, Bosnia, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Georgia, Israel, Nicaragua, Peru, Romania, Russia, Sudan, Turkey, Ukraine, Venezuela, Yugoslavia, Zaire, and Zimbabwe. That list does not include nations that kept the same denomination, but lopped off some zeros from the value. Almost 25 years ago, Mexico dropped 3 zeros from its currency. A pre-1993 5,000 peso note today is worth only 5 pesos. The rest of the world's paper currencies using the same denominations as 42 years ago have all lost purchasing power. The Indonesia rupiah may have dropped the most. Sad to say, the United States dollar is included on this list. Using the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data for changes in the Consumer Price Index, what would have cost over $246 in August this year would only have cost less than $54 at the end of 1975. That's right, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is officially less than 22% of what it was 42 years ago. Actually, I think BLS sharply understates the rise in consumer prices, as demonstrated by the change in gasoline prices I mentioned earlier. The dollar may have lost 90% of its purchasing power, while gold and silver have held their value. Maybe you need to protect your financial well-being by owning fewer dollars and more physical gold and silver. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.